Good morning. Today is August the 18th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, open your Old Testament Bible to the book of Psalm. Psalm 51, would like to share just a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 10, David writes, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." In verse 13, "Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners will be converted to you." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, these are the words of David after he had been rebuked by Nathan after he had had the affair with Bathsheba. David, as he cries out, asking God to create back in him a clean heart, a pure heart, he speaks of, a renewing of a steadfast spirit within him. You know, beloved, it seems like every time that we have a transgression to come against us, seems like every time that you or I may have some trouble or trial that may lean against us, if there's one thing we want so quickly to take place, and that's for us to have peace again down deep in our spirit and our soul as Christians. You know, David desired that so much in his heart as he pleads to God to create a clean heart, O God, within him, and a steadfast spirit as well. He says in verse 11, "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." David asking God and pleading with the Lord God, just as you and I, beloved, have maybe pleaded with God over many years of our life, "God, please be near me. God, please be near the need that I have in my life. God, do not turn a deaf ear unto me." I know I have prayed that prayer many, many times in many years of my life, and you have as well, I'm sure, beloved. But you know, as God's Word declares to us, God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. We can always trust in that truth and that understanding, just as it was shown in David's heart. In verse 12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." You know, in my heart today, beloved, and yours as well, the restoration that God offers to you and I today as believers is where our joy and our peace and our comfort is found in our life every day. You know, it's so pleasing to me at work or wherever I may be to be near someone and see the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. It seems like when something comes against them, they always seem to take it in stride. We need to trust the Lord God to help us. David writes in verse number 12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit." The first thing we need to ask God for is for God to forgive our heart, for God to forgive our spirit and our soul so that we may have that peace, so that he may restore the joy of our salvation. David pleads the same thing in verse number 13. He says, "For then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you." David speaking of the fact, Lord, if you forgive me, Lord, and if you change and you cleanse and renew my spirit, my heart, Father, Lord, I know then that others will see you in me. Others will see the life and the witness that I have, Father, so that they as well may come to Jesus, so that they as well, Father, may come unto you. For it says, "Then I will teach," as David speaks, "the transgressors your way." You know, beloved, God has truly given you and I a calling today as believers to go out and teach and proclaim the gospel message to the world. You know, every day in our life, the witness that we're giving out to others is truly the way that we live our lives around others. Beloved, these precious people that I speak of today, maybe your family, maybe your spouse, maybe your husband or wife, your son or your daughter, your sister or your brother, your mother or your father, I'm not sure who they are, but someone in your life is surely dependent upon seeing the joy and the peace of Christ so that they may have that desire to come unto Christ, so they may have the same peace, beloved, that you and I should show and you and I have received today from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. I ask you in closing today before we pray, do you have that peace today in your heart? Do you have the peace and the joy that only the Lord Jesus Christ can offer and give unto you and me? I trust and pray that you do. I trust and pray today the Lord has spoken to you through this text and through these words. Just as we understand David has written these words, as David has been rebuked by Nathan after he had had this affair with Bathsheba, the things in David's life, I'm sure, were very dark, very dismal, David was clinging to the hope and the promise of knowing that his Lord would be there, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance came in David's life, beloved, and my life as well today, no matter what that may be. We always have the promise from God that God will be with us. He'll help us through it. He'll walk with us even through the fire, through the valley, and He'll hold us with His righteous right hand, the Word declares. I would ask you today, if you will, just to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord for a few moments of prayer. Father, today we're so thankful this morning, Father, for the opportunity and for the blessings, God, that You give us just to be awakened this morning. Father, we know so many today that are walking on that very line, that very edge of life, Father, today. Lord, I'd ask You to touch them. Father, I would ask You to bless them and lift them and encourage them. Lord God, if it be Thy will, Father, I would ask You to heal their bodies, Father, using the doctors, the nurses, the medications, whatever is at Your disposal, Father, which is all things. God, I would ask that You would touch their bodies and rear them back up, Father. Raise them up, God, in a way that would bring glory and praise and honor upon Your precious name. Lord, we know truly in David's life, just as in our own life today, God, we all have trials, we all have tribulations, Father. We all have adversities that fall against us each and every day. God, the difference between us and the difference between those that don't know You, Father, is truly that we know where we can find hope. Father, we know where we can find a promise. Father, we know where refuge exists, Father, in our lives as we come unto You, Father, and ask You to hold us. Ask You to help us, God. Lead us and guide us, Father, just today, Father, as David has penned. God, we'd ask You to be with those, Father, we know that are in rehabilitation. Father, we pray for those in assisted care living today. Those as well today, God, that are in Alzheimer's care units, memory care facilities, Father. Oh, God, we pray You touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their precious feet, Lord. Lord, God, bless the staff and all the caregivers, God, in a mighty way, I pray. Lord, I pray for every listener to this broadcast today. Oh, God, I thank You for them. I thank You for their faithfulness, God, to pray for this ministry each and every day. Oh, Lord God, may we be faithful, God, to do what You've called us to do, to declare the truth and the understanding of Your Word, God, each and every day of our life. Father, may You bless our own families today. May You bless those that we know of, Father, today that are truly going through the valleys of life, God. May we lift a hand out, Father. May we show them, God, that we care. May we undergirth them in prayer, Father, in supplication every day, so that they may know, God, the same Lord God today that we seek and we find refuge in, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, may You be praised. God, may You be glorified through this day. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.